Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, hello, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I should just call myself Natalie, but I have with me Stars Nicole tonight, and we are going to talk about maintaining our center during the holidays. And we all know we can go cuckoo during the holidays, and everybody seems to do their own thing. I think there's a lot of, I don't want to say rituals, but a lot of things that you do all the time at the holiday time. Like, I always bake cookies with my granddaughter. No matter how messy it gets, no matter what goes flying anywhere, those are our days together, and I think that's how I keep myself kind of stressless, no stress, because it's really easy with her. But I'm sure everybody does their own thing, and I don't know. What about you, Stars Nicole? You want to start it off?
Yeah, I will. Well, thank you, Natalie, and thank you, everybody who is listening this evening. Thank you, Priestess Candy, in the chat room. I think that, like, Natalie, what you first said, what you first touched on, makes a lot of sense. It's about developing your own tradition and developing something between you, your family, the people you care about that gives you peace. I think that when we develop our own traditions that are special and give us a sense of calm, that really works well. One of the things that I find with a lot of clients that I'm reading for, a lot of the stress sometimes from the holidays may come from the outside world, you know, because if we turn on the television or we go to the internet or we listen to friends, we listen to people talking in our ear, we begin to think that our holiday has to look a certain way. It has to be a certain way. We have to buy a certain number of presents and we have to go on certain trips and we have to go to certain places. But I think that if we bring it back to the fact that the holidays are really just about being with the people you love, it's just about enjoying yourself and having a good time, it's just simple. I think that simpler is better. In my particular case, because I travel a lot, you know, if I'm in the United States on the holidays, I'll usually spend it with my family. And it's usually just us sitting around having dinner, talking. We might watch television and laugh and joke about things. And, you know, we sort of catch up on what everybody is doing. But it's really nothing grand. It's very, very simple. It's very, very basic. And it's just about reconnecting with people, you know. And if I'm traveling and I'm overseas, usually I'll spend the day by myself. I'll usually just spend the day quietly. You know, I might go on the internet, I might go sightseeing, but it's nothing huge. It's not really so much about what I can buy or how much money I can make or all the things I have to do for people. It's more, what can I do to enjoy this day? And I kind of think that if we focus on the holidays from that perspective and that standpoint, we'll have a much more peaceful day. You know, so that's what I see about it. But what do you think about that, Natalie?
Well, yeah, you know, it seems like all of my holidays are the same. Of course, you know, years ago when we would all pile over to my mother-in-law's house and there was three brothers and one sister and all the kids, it was really a fun time. And I think that was probably my happiest moments then. I mean, all the kids were together and everybody was all excited and she cooked this huge Italian dinner. I mean, lots of good food. And some days, like during the week, she'd fix polenta. I don't know if you've ever had that before. She would fix pheasant and polenta. Oh, my God, this woman could cook. And then we'd go over to my mom and dad's and see my side of the family. But I think the most fun I had was with my husband's family because the kids were not that far apart. My son was the youngest, and so I got a lot of fun out of that. Then we used to go over to a cousin's house on Christmas Eve all the time. And they would have bagnacala, and that is also an Italian dish. I'm talking to you about Italian, and you're an adult. Well, that's the truth. And I loved that. I just loved it. We would do that every year. New Year's Eve was kind of different. But see, now, you know, the families are all spread out. Some are in California. I have relatives here that I really don't see. So it's basically my son and my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter. Well, it all revolves around my granddaughter, Jada, just about. And before, she was over here on, what night was it, like Tuesday night she came over, and she stayed till about 11 o'clock, and she said, she's walking out the door, she said, "We're making our cookies, right?" And I said, "Right." She said, "With frosting, right? It's always good with frosting." Well, you should see. I mean, we have all colors of frosting, and I have this huge board that I put out on the table. We make sugar cookies. We make these little nut kind of cookies. And now I have some other kind of sugar cookies that I bought this from her school. You know how they do the things that you can support the school. I did that. But I make my own, my son's favorite, actually. And since I don't have a husband now, I mean, it kind of revolves around her a lot during the holidays. So I'm really lucky. And when she was over here that night, she stayed pretty late. We played office and we talked, and she sees spirits, Nicole, so it's really cool. And she doesn't, she'll talk to people, but she really talks to me about it. And, you know, she's told me things that she's seen her grampy, was my husband. And we talk about stuff. We don't keep it very deep. We keep it kind of light because I don't want her to learn too much yet. But when she asks me, I will tell her. So I have to say that. And then, and it's not stressful with her at all. I really don't feel any stress with them. I don't know who's having Christmas dinner, but I'm sure we'll be together. It was that I would have Thanksgiving and my daughter-in-law would have Christmas, but we went someplace else for Thanksgiving. So, and you know what else? I try to keep myself really busy with my work. Like today was the e-zine. I had to work on the e-zine. I'll be working till probably midnight tonight because I have so much to put in. It's a huge issue, but I thrive on that. So I think if you're feeling any kind of stress, you need to find, sometimes it's reading a book. Sometimes it's just laying on the couch watching TV. Watching movies, even the same movies over and over again. I don't mind doing that, you know. I think you have to find what kind of keeps you calm. And, you know, when we were in the store today, my son and I, we went to Target, and I'm looking around, and there wasn't that many people in there. Of course, it was during the day, so the kids weren't out of school yet. But even so, it was very peaceful. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. We even went in Walmart, and it was the same thing. I couldn't believe it. There was a lot of traffic, but you see, I'm not far from Savannah. Savannah is very historic, and a lot of people around the holidays will go into Savannah or go up to Charleston, which is only like 90 miles from me, very historic places, and they always really decorate. So probably in the city there, and I was on the outskirts of the city, it was probably pretty busy. There was a lot of traffic, I know, but I can remember, though, at a time when I would buy for a lot of people. Now that became stressful because you did not know what to buy them and you felt the pressure of having to buy them something. But I've gotten away. I don't do that now. I just have my little family here. So, and I have two girlfriends that we exchange, and I have a goddaughter, and I have a best friend up in Michigan. So, but we don't do anything real big deal. And maybe when you get, as you get older, you find that it's not about what you're buying. It's being good friends all year round and surrounding yourself with all that love. All the people that are around me really love me, and I really love them. So, I've said it many times, Nicole, you've heard me, that I'm very blessed. I really am. I have a lot of people that will call me and say, "Hey, you need anything? You need to go anywhere?" Because I don't have a car. But it's really great. And they don't expect anything in return. Except like maybe I'll buy lunch or maybe I won't or, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't really feel the stress, but I bet you there are a lot of people that have to buy for all the kids in the family like we used to. And then you're wondering, am I buying the right thing? You know, are they going to like it? And sometimes you find yourself buying something for someone and you really doubt that they're going to even want that. Then you need to get a list. That's what we started doing is, give me an idea of what you would really like to have between this amount, and then I'll get you something on your list. Or do some kind of an exchange kind of thing where you don't buy for everybody. Now, our family was big, so it got to be pretty costly. But that was a long, long time ago. Things really got out of hand with prices and everything now. So I don't really I don't really have to worry about it, and I know what keeps me calm. I really do know what to do, or I'll call Tony, my webmaster, and I'll say, okay, I've got an idea, and then we start brainstorming, and pretty soon I'm thinking about that, and I'm not thinking about anything else. So it's easy for me. It's probably easy for you too, Nicole, where you are right now.
Well, it's easy for me now because I'm traveling, because I'm overseas,
because
I'm in Italy right now. But, I mean, I agree with you, Natalie, in terms of what you said about the presence, and because that really seems to be what stresses people out the most. Oftentimes you're thinking about what to buy for someone, what to give, and, you know, you care about people, you love them. You don't want to get caught up in trying to show your love by giving them a bunch of stuff, but at the same time, it is important to let them know you care. I think that, you know, one of the things that I guess I notice as I get older, and I think that this definitely happens, I think, once we move out of our childhood, out of our adolescence, the presents become less of a big deal. You know what I mean? And so if it's like you get one thing for every person, or you get one gift for every family member, or one gift for every family, you know, and that makes it a little less stressful. But I kind of like your idea about having people give you a list of things and sort of putting it in a price range. Because I know for some people that can be a very stressful thing. I mean, I think also what can work, because this is coming to me for people who are listening who have children, you know, sometimes if you sit down with your children and explain to them the importance of each holiday and what it means and sort of say, you know, this year everybody's going to get one present, and as a family we're going to go out to dinner, or as a family we're going to go do this, because it's really about us being together. Oddly enough, like, children will accept that. You know, if it means that they're having a good time and and it's peaceful. Because one of the things that I know, sort of being an adult now, when I look back on my childhood, I don't really think about the presents or the things that people gave me. I think about how I felt, you know, and I think about, like, the memories that I had. And, like, one of my fondest memories of the holidays, both Thanksgiving and Christmas, was going to my grandmother's house, because my grandmother, just like your grandmother, she's an amazing cook. She's from the South. She's from Alabama. So she cooks all of this really good Southern food, you know, and we all sit around and we talk, you know, we laugh, we have a good time. We exchange gifts, but it was never like huge things. It was maybe one gift or something here or there. She'd always buy me clothes. I don't know what it is with grandma, but they always buy you clothes. And she would always buy me clothes that were like three sizes too big, because she'd be like, you'll grow into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But those are
my
the
mother-in-law
memories I
started,
have.
I wasn't around my grandmother's at the holiday time, but she started just giving us money when, even for my son when he was little. And I would get something that I knew he would need, because she didn't get out as much as I did. And I think about Jada now. You know, Jada makes a list for myself, and she's got one for her dad. And, of course, everything is Santa and Elfie. And, I mean, if you knew what my son does for Elfie, he does something every night till Christmas. This is no joke. He's amazing. I mean, he just... That's kind of like his life, you know, is her. Because he remembers when he was a little boy what we did. And so I've got my list, and we were comparing and laughing, and he said, well, she asked me to get this, and you've already got it. I said, well, cross it off your list. That's all, you know. But she's into American Girl stuff. She loves the doll and the clothes. Well, sometimes you can go to, like, Target, and they have a new generation. Those clothes fit the American Girl. And, like, I've already bought her stuff that she wanted from American Girl. So I'm almost done for her. I'll do some other little tiny things. But, and we don't really buy for anybody else. So this stress is so limited. And you know, I think you can't, just because she's the only one, though, I can do it. You know, I can buy a lot of stuff for her. But I think if there's a lot of children, you know, you have to limit yourself, because you're going to go cuckoo and you're going to be in debt. I used to run with a couple of gals. I shouldn't run with them, but, you know, hang out with them. And they would spend so much and put it on their cards for presents. And I would watch them and I'd think, what is wrong with you? You know, you have to pay for all this. It all comes due at some time or another. And then they complain that they had so much put on their card, where I didn't do that. If I didn't have the cash for it, I didn't buy it until I had the cash for it. So, but my husband was a teacher, and just before Christmas vacation, they took out money throughout the year that you could get at Christmas time, like just before Christmas, like the week before, just before school got out, and you get that extra check. That's what we use for Christmas presents, is that.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew it was always mm-hmm. coming because it was like a forced savings that we had to do all year long. It was really nice. And mm-hmm. so I didn't feel that pinch, and but a lot went to my son. You know, he was the only one, and Jada's our only one. So, yeah, I think they probably get a little bit more. But it can be very stressful for a lot of people. But I was kind of surprised today and pleased that I didn't see a lot of people hurrying and scurrying and, you know, talking amongst themselves, like, well, what are we going to get this one, and what are we going to get that one? You know what? To me, and I don't know if I guess this happened as I got older, I just tell people how much I love them all the time. And the people that I surround myself are not, it's not about what you're buying them. It's about the little things that you do all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Like my neighbor next door, Diane, I mean, she's amazing. I mean, she'll call and say, well, I'm going to the store. You need anything? I think I've told you, we go to the show maybe once a week. This probably won't go as much now because of the holidays coming up. But it's really great. I mean, I can call her to do anything. If my son's not around, because my daughter-in-law works, I can ask her, and she'll say, okay, I'll go. Let's go. Let's go right now. Let's go get it. I mean, that's wonderful. But you know what? I'm like her sister, she said. And she's my big sister because I've told you the story about the two girls that I have, two friends that are so much bigger than I am. And so she says, you're like a sister to me. She says, I don't even talk to my own sister. So it's really nice. It made me feel so good when she said that, because that meant that I'm really, my friendship is that special to her. And
yeah.
Surround yourself with friends, and if there's a bunch of you, you know, draw names or something. Do it that way, and then put a limit on the amount. You can do that too.
I think that's a really good point that you made, you know, that when we're dealing with the holidays, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or, you know, whatever our religious persuasion is, because it's not so much about the gift, you know, it's more about the sharing and the time spent with people. And like I said before, I can think back to my childhood, and I can't really tell you what presents I got from year to year, but I do remember the conversation. I remember the food. I remember playing with my cousins. I remember all of those fun things. And those are the memories that people kind of take away. I mean, I don't even remember really as a kid going to see Santa Claus, you know, though I know my parents took me, you know, from the time I was maybe 2 or 3 up until 7 or 8.
I don't remember at all, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
now, my son, I did take him, but I don't remember going at all with my mom and dad. And I was an only child, but I'm looking up here. I collect Monster High dolls. You know what those are, right? The Monster High dolls are these real beautiful dolls. They call them Monster High. Some of them are everlasting. I have 2 everlasting, and one is a daughter of the boogeyman. But I mean, their faces are fixed so nice, and their clothes. And I think my son was laughing at me today. I think I'm attracted to them because my one girlfriend when I was really young had a wooden doll that her mother would make clothes for, and I never had one. My mother would never seem to get me the right doll. And my son said to me, oh, great. He says, I'm going to go in and say, well, who are you buying this for? My mother. She's got to have a doll. But it's true. I'm very, very fond of them because of the way their faces are all painted like, you know. I keep them in the box, but just little things like that. And I think I lacked a lot as a little girl when I was growing up, and I've talked about this before on the radio, but it's funny now. When I saw these, I thought, I'm going to buy myself one for Christmas, and I did. It was only $12 or something, but I did. I don't usually do that. I don't usually buy things for myself. It's about everybody else, but sometimes maybe that's what people need to do if they can, is buy something for yourself. Just say, this is going to be for me. I'm doing this for me.
That's a really good point.
I have to give, give. Well, the only reason I'm saying that is because it happened to me today, and my son was laughing. He said, oh, great, now I have to go shopping for my mother and buy her a doll. I said, well, at least you know what kind. I won't be disappointed. But we were walking around for my granddaughter, and this one was on sale, and that's the one I bought. They can be very expensive, but this one was not. So, I mean, they can be like $40. But my granddaughter's got them. Diane's daughter has them. She collects them. And but little things that you can do for yourself. Go someplace, and you don't have to spend even $5. You don't have to spend very much on your stuff if you can. I know a lot of people can't. They don't have extra money and stuff. And there for quite a few years, I did not have anything at all. But it's getting a little bit looser for me right now, so I'm able to do that kind of stuff. And I felt really good buying this for myself today. I mean, it wasn't an ego thing. I just felt like this is something that I cherish, that I really want, and I chose the one that I wanted. And but people should do that sometimes. Buy something for yourself. Or, you know, I like the idea of picking names, and you already have a list of what they want, and you have a price limit. You have a limit as to how much you're going to spend. I think that's a good idea to do. If there's a bunch of you, like a lot of girlfriends or, you know, families, even families, you can do that. That makes a lot of sense to do that. Mm-hmm. And nobody is under stress, because I remember trying to figure out what to get my brother-in-laws, and my own husband didn't even know what to buy his brothers.
Yes.
That was pretty bad.
Yes. Well, you made a really good point. I agree.
Yeah, but if you do that, you know, then it's okay. I mean, then it's kind of it's kind of a good thing. And we have a caller here, so you can go ahead and start talking, and then I'll come back on. I'm going to see who our caller is tonight. Oh, I think I know who the caller is. I know it is. It's Candy. I know it is. Wait a minute. Yep, I want to call. She says, okay, let's get her on. Okay,
cool.
This is fun.
Yeah, so as we're getting Candy on, I agree with you, Natalie. Like, I definitely feel that is the one thing that is missing. You have to do something nice for yourself.
You do. You really, really do. I find myself, my son is the same way. We give a lot to a lot of people. If somebody does something extra, we'll get them a Starbucks, a little gift card or something. We do that all the time. And I like to think that there is somebody up there keeping track of all of the good things that we do. And I think sometimes that can make you the happiest of all, is when you see somebody smile about something. So we have Stars Priestess Candy on the line here. So Candy, are you there?
I am.
Oh, there she is. She said, I want to call and chat. Well, you've got Stars Nicole. So it's good. I don't know, but the time is going by really fast, and I thought to myself, what am I going to talk about? But both of you know, Natalie can talk. We don't have to worry about it, right?
Hey, I have something
to... So would you like to share, Candy?
Yes, I have something to add to the topic tonight.
Good.
Yay.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, the topic of the night was... hold on, I'm scrolling up because I want to quote it correctly. Maintaining our center during the holidays.
Correct.
Okay, so for about 4 days now, I've been thinking about this. And one of the most important things that we must learn and we must remember, who owns the problem? We must allow each person who owns the problem to own their own problem.
You mean about maintaining their own center?
Yes. If you have a problem with me, but I don't have a problem with you, maybe your problem is your own self-insecurity, and you see something in me that you think you wish you could be, but you don't know you already are that, but you're insecure. Am I tracking me?
Yes. Yeah. No, I understand. I understand Nicole does, too.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. I understand exactly what you're getting at, especially with families.
Right. We have to allow the person to own their problem and love them anyway and reach out and just, like, hug them and say, listen, it's okay. I love you anyway.
Right.
And together we'll get through this. And Lynn... a hand up to anybody in this situation that we can. And because the most people that we congregate and interact with during the holidays are who? Our family.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's easier for us to communicate with our family than it is, and our friends that have become family, and, you know, those that we consider family. So it's easier to interact with these people on a more personal level. And we can reach out, and instead of feeding the animosity, we can reach out and say, hey, yes, I understand. I acknowledge, yes, you own the problem, but I'm here for you.
Right. And it's good to do that around the holiday time because a lot of people feel that's kind of stress, big time.
Yes.
They really do.
Yes.
Yes, they really do. And so I noticed, too, sometimes people, I'm a huggy kind of person. I mean, I'll hug somebody in the store if they do something nice to me. But for me, you know, like, but like today, my son and I both, this one girl went out of her way. But, you know, some people don't like that. But some people will pull away, and you know that they have a problem with giving hugs or doing something extra for somebody else. And so to me, that's a problem for them. I mean, you have to learn how to do that, I think. I don't even know if you learn that when you're little. Sometimes I think you just have that in you, that you are like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the two of you think, but I don't know. You're either a loving, huggy person or you're not.
Okay.
Hoping that you can go ahead.
There are three kinds of people in the universe, as far as I'm concerned about what you just said. One is the person who gives hugs. The other is the person who gets hugs.
There you go.
The third, the third is the person who wants to give and get but physically hurts during a hug.
Yeah. I've never encountered anybody like that yet.
Well, then you haven't met me yet in person.
You don't like to give hugs?
No, I didn't say that, did I?
No.
Yeah,
I'm person number three. I'm person number three. I love
to
get and I love to give, but it hurts. And so sometimes I get hugged so many times in one specific period. Like, I'll go to a show and I see so many people I know. And, like, you know, so many people. Yeah, they do. And, like, after so many people, I just have to be like, oh, I can't hug you because it hurts now.
Is that because you're, Nicole, do you think it's because she's such an empath?
Yeah, what I was going to say is that I feel like Candy was definitely touching on something that is really important, because for people that are naturally empathic or psychic, especially for people who, when you're around your family, a lot of times it's difficult to put up your psychic shields and your psychic protection. You know, sometimes our boundaries naturally come down around the people that we love. And so when they're in pain or they're in hurt, we feel that, you know. And so when you have heightened and extrasensory perception, during the holidays, a lot of people are on edge, because when we're coming to visit our families, we're also thinking about what we were like when we were children. We're thinking about sibling rivalries. You know, there may be family members that have addictions and problems. And that one day of the year, we're all coming together to be in this place and hold space. And so for those of us that are naturally more psychic or intuitive, we're going to pick up on that. And it's going to feel, for some of us, it does feel like it does hurt. For some of us, for me in particular, it's annoying. So it's like, it almost feels like it's flies buzzing around in my face, and it's really, it's annoying to me. And I think that what Candy touched on is very important. If you're feeling the energy of somebody else and you know this is not your stuff, you kind of have to mentally say, that is your energy and your issue to deal with. I now send it back to you so I maintain my center. And that process is a little tedious, but one of the things that I find, I do it myself and I've given it to clients, when you do that, what starts to happen is the energy naturally starts to know where to go, because you're wielding a certain amount of power and you're starting to direct that power. You know, so
it's not as tedious as you try to make it out to be, because as soon as you just said it, like the very beginning, what you just said, say that again. Say that phrase again.
So you feel the energy coming towards you and you say, this is not my energy to hold. This is your energy. I send this back to you and I maintain my center.
And then it's done.
It's done.
It's not that tedious. It's done just right then. See, that's the beauty of it right there.
Yeah.
And you, I am so glad you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, totally. It's not that tedious, but for people who don't understand energy in the beginning, it feels tedious because it's like, oh my God, do I have to do this every time I feel somebody's energy? And the answer is, in the beginning, yes, you do, because you have to train energy and tell it where to go. But just as you said, once you get the hang of it, it's kind of like second nature, and it doesn't feel like overwhelming. So, yeah, just sorry to interrupt, but I'll turn it back to you, Candy. But I completely understand where you're coming from. I get that, and I understand.
I'm going to pick up where you just left off. Learning how to identify whose problem it is, energy it is, and learning how to identify where it belongs. That is a very important thing. Understanding that we have different energies, and understanding that different people have different energies all at the same time, is one thing. Identifying who owns which energy right now takes work.
Yeah.
Then to identify who owns that energy, because each, we can call it a problem if we want to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's still an energy. A problem is just a bunch of energies all balled up in one from somebody's emotions. Am I wrong?
Not at all. I agree with you. I see exactly where you're coming from, because sometimes you may feel someone's energy and it may feel like they're trying to attack you or push your buttons, and that's not always the case. It's just what you said. Sometimes they're just being who they are, or they're just carrying an issue or a trauma, and they don't know how to manage it. So what you're feeling is what they're going through. They may not always be trying to push their issue onto you, but because they're in pain, they need help, and they don't know how to control it, you know?
Maybe you're just an empath or an intuitive, and you just feel it.
Therefore,
mm-hmm. to a certain extent, your calling is to be a healer, because I have not met any empath or intuitive that wasn't somewhat of a healer.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And, I was thinking about something yesterday. Stars JC and I were looking for designs for the new site, right? And I'm looking at all of this. There's something called Dreams Time, and they have so many images. I mean, it would give you a headache. Well, we're looking, and I said to her, you know what? I said, I've got to stop doing this. And she said, why? I said, because my stomach is starting to bother me, and I'm just getting all, I felt bothered by looking at all this. And she said, it must be the energy coming off the images. And I said, well, I'm sure it is.
Mm.
Can you believe that? Off of these images. But there are thousands of them there. And I kept scrolling down, bringing the side down, bringing it down more, looking under different subjects, spiritual, psychic, all kinds of stuff. And the more I looked, the worse I got. So finally I said to her, I'm going to stop and pull away from this. And, mm-hmm. She just said to me, you probably need to shield yourself. Well, I don't know that it would have worked, to tell you the truth, because I'm looking at all the spiritual stuff that's coming at me.
It's not that hard to do. Shielding yourself is not that hard to do.
I don't know that it would have helped me, but I didn't do it at that time. I just got away from it because I thought, oh, Jesus, this is going to make me sick, physically ill.
I don't usually get like that,
but the colors were so strong, and whoever created them, their energy was in those images, and I was getting them all at one time.
Natalie, mm-hmm. did I send you the color chart yet?
No.
Okay. I'm not trying to get off topic. Okay. I just want to know. Okay, back to picket hands. Feeling other people's energy, yes, that's like amazing. Like, the colors do have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and all of them created, they have the author's name because you buy a license for them. And I didn't notice this at the last time, but I think because I was really trying to find some variety that I wanted, that I really liked, that would go with our blue hue that we use, mm-hmm. and not make it too blue, but bring in some other color and stuff. Oh, it was, finally she said, well, you go get away from the looking at it, and I'll continue on. It wasn't bothering her at all, but it really bothered me. And I didn't realize mm-hmm. it until I started thinking, what's the matter with me? I was fine. I just, you know, oh, yeah, my empathic, since 11-11, my empathic abilities have quadrupled. They are so strong. Although, you know what, I was in the store today, and I tried not to look at anybody too long, because you can get them in stores. In the store, you can be hit with stuff like that all the time. But I was smart today for some reason. Maybe it was my own, you know, maybe it was one of my guys saying, oh, no, 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 don't look over there, don't look over there. But I was good in the store today because that can be a nightmare. But this was terrible for me. Just holy hell. It really was. But now I know the next time I have to go look, I'm not going to stay on it very long because I know it will bother me.
You know, the other thing I think that may be a good idea for listeners as well, you know, because I when I look at energy and being overwhelmed with things, I think that one thing that helps is if you look at your life and experiences as a prayer. And so when you're looking at something or you're getting ready to take in information, you can actually pray the prayer, I only want to receive what is for my best and highest good, or I only want to receive from this experience what's going to enable me to help others. And so what kind of happens is, in an odd way, spirit shields you from harmful energies that don't really support your growth. And, and the interesting thing is, so you'll know the harmful energies are there, and you may see them, you're aware that they're present, but they don't affect you where it kind of like brings you to your knees or knocks you to your knees. And, you know, it's interesting because I was thinking, I know there are many people who listen to this that are many different denominations, but for some reason I think people will get this for those of you who study a lot of different religious texts. But in the Bible, in the Christian Bible with the healer Jesus, one of the things that he would always do when he was doing a healing or he was casting for someone, he would do the healing, he would do the casting, and then he would say, it is done. And he would give thanksgiving for it. And there was never a thought in his mind that the healing didn't happen. It was in his head, it was already done. And so because of that, whatever energies were harmful or negative, et cetera, it didn't really affect him, and it didn't really affect the person that he was healing, because he had willed that what came through would be for the good of all. So, and I find it's so effective. Like before I'm doing a reading for clients, when I'm praying, even when I'm going out of my house to go somewhere, like if I feel like I'm going to be assailed with a lot of harmful energy one day, I will kind of pray that what I experience is for the good of all. And so I find that, yes, I'll feel the energy, but it doesn't affect me to quite an impact. It's more like I'm watching it through a window. And so it's not really happening to me. I'm just kind of seeing it.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And this 11-11 thing that I went to, at the end, she always says, and so it is done.
Yes.
She brings in the archangels, and her voice, I mean, I could fall asleep listening to her. It's like when I used to take yoga classes. I'd be the only one, like, in a level, you know, just before you go to sleep. And my girlfriend would say, what are you doing? Are you sleeping? No, I'm listening. But I was so limp and I guess I was just relaxed. They could tell. They thought I was sleeping. But I can do that with her. When she talks, her voice is just that perfect sound, you know. And everything she does, she'll say, no matter what it is, and so it is done. And she ends it. Everything, you know, because she'll go into different kinds of things. She'll talk. She has her own little, they're not really rituals, but her name is Shanta Gabriel, and she invites me to all this kind of stuff, and she's an amazing woman. But I noticed this last time that I actually started to fall asleep. I had to catch myself. And after that, and I wrote her and told her, after that night, my empathic abilities, they got so strong that I had to stop looking at pictures and stop looking at people because it was bothering me. And she wrote me back and told me what to do. But that's really kind of strange, you know. She'll do 12-12 now. She always does the months, you know, and she'll do 1-1 and 2-2, and she does it like that throughout the year. And but I never realized that I had that kind of ability that I could do that. But I can look at a picture now. So it did open something up. I can look at a picture, and I can feel really sad for the person. I don't even know them, but I know what they're going through. But I guess that's kind of an intuitive kind of thing. So actually it's pretty good for me to do that, I suppose. I just have to learn to control it so it doesn't wake me up, you know.
Yeah, I would also say with, you know, being empathic especially, I completely agree with Candy. People that are empaths are often natural healers on some level, whether they're a hands-on healer, whether they help people heal through the readings they give, or whether they're just a great counselor and they can kind of be a sounding board for people and their mm-hmm. problems. But one of the things that I would also say is that you can also, when you're feeling somebody's energy, you can also pray and say, what can I do to help this person? You know, one of the things that I did many years ago, because I used to be really overwhelmed with empathic abilities to the point where I would get physically ill and sick, and I thought I was going crazy. And so, you know, I really had to stop that because it was really making me ill. So I prayed and I said, Divine Creator, show me and let me feel only that which I can help. So now when I receive information
yeah.
or impression.
That's a good thing to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Only for people that I can help, only for people that I can actually help. Like, if I can't help them and I don't need to know this information to warn people, I don't want to know it. And that works really well, actually, because I don't feel as bombarded as I used
right.
to.
I should
mm-hmm.
try that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I should try it. But, Candy, so what? Tell me what it's like when people keep hugging you. What do? You pull away from them because it bothers you?
Do I pull away from them?
Yeah, you said it hurts. Like if you get too many hugs, like if you're, you know, like you're with a bunch of people, and, oh, hi, Candy, now I'll come up and want to hug you.
I have what they call body language.
So they know not to come up and hug you.
The people that choose to try to come up and hug me after I've had too many hugs,
mm-hmm.
They just know. I don't. I cannot explain what I'm trying to verbally relay over this radio station. It's kind of like you walk up to me, and a lot of people say they don't even have. I don't even have to speak. They already hear me, and you know that's kind of rare. That people would actually hear what I'm saying, and I haven't even spoke a word to any human. Like, that's almost inconceivable. But the body language is there, and I don't know. It's just like I
speak.
Well,
that's good, though.
Yeah.
That's good. You
it's
can
like
do that,
they know.
I think.
Like, but most of the people that meet me, like, that know me, and, oh, my God, I know a lot of people. They just know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying
yeah,
to think when I've gotten a lot of
mm-hmm.
hugs, not a lot at one time. I guess if you, maybe years ago when all the whole family was together, I would get hugs from everybody. But I don't get that right now. My son always comes in and hugs me.
Mm-hmm.
He would always hug his dad, his uncle, wherever they were. Even if we were in a restaurant, if he came in the door,
mm-hmm.
he gave us a hug. I mean, you know, and gave us a kiss on the cheek. But I never realized that. I guess that is true now that I think about it. Some people are huggers and some people are not huggers. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
like that at all. But I don't know how you would be around me, Candy. I probably would just hug you once and that would be it. Because I would know, I think. I don't know. But I understand what you're saying. A lot of people, like if you're in a place and a lot of people come up to you and do that, they just know, okay, she's had enough of those hugs. Just say, hey, hi, how are you? And,
mm-hmm.
and they'll give you a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Candy?
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
Well, you would know. Natalie, no, you would know. You could just look at me. Like, I have faith that you would look at me and you would be like, okay, this girl's had enough hugs and I'm going to hug her anyway. No,
oh.
Natalie, this is what I see.
Yeah, I would
this
do
girl's
it anyway.
Had enough hugs. She's probably hurting. This girl's had enough hugs. She's probably hurting. And I'm going to hug her, but I'm not going to touch her.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I can see you doing that, Natalie.
Yeah, you're right. I would do that, yeah.
I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. Isn't it wonderful to have beautiful people around you that, I mean, look, it's almost 8:45 and we've been talking and talking. And I was thinking to myself before, gosh, are we going to have enough to say? And then I'm thinking, I said to myself, oh, Natalie, you can talk for hours. Are you kidding me? You'll figure it out. I don't even think about it, you know. But, yeah, So how do you get rid of stress? Do you get stressed around the holidays, Candy?
I learned a couple of decades ago how to eliminate stress. It's not an easy process to learn, but the most important thing that I can relay on how to eliminate your own personal stress is to learn who owns the problem and allow that person to own the problem. There is your key. There is your basis. That is where you start.
If I may,
I don't have any of that anymore, so I can't even.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. Years ago, I'm sure I did, but I don't have any of it now at all.
There's something that's coming through that I feel like I want to share, because I feel like there may be people that are listening on the air are getting ready to go to family get-togethers, and they're dealing with family members who have addiction. So, Candy, when you said that, that's what came up for me, is that it's not an easy process, but it's almost like a mental game, if you will, where you have to actually talk to yourself. And you actually have to look at what's going on with the individual, and can you help them? Will you help them? Do they even want help? You know, because in some cases, people are not ready to make the positive changes to create the life they say they want. You know, and so the tough love part and the part, you know, where the emotions run high is dealing with the guilt you might feel, dealing with the discomfort you might feel, but understanding that this is not your lesson to learn. And that in their own way, they kind of got to figure it out. Because when Candy, when you were talking, what I was receiving is that a lot of times for some people, I think the holidays with family can be stressful, because whether we have an amazingly loving family or we have a family that may be a little bit more dysfunctional in our eyes, the family, it often brings up the past. It brings up childhood traumas. It brings up who we used to be. It might bring up who people want us to be, and we're not that person anymore. And so, you know, we're all kind of trying to fulfill these roles that we're not meant to fill anymore. And what keeps coming through from Spirit is during the holidays, you just kind of have to look in the mirror and give yourself a good talking and be who you are and kind of look in the mirror and say, this is who I am today and this is enough. You know, I may not have, you know, that Fortune 500 job with that Fortune 500 company. I may not be this superstar, what have you, but I'm a good person and my life matters and it's important. And I don't have to prove myself or validate myself to my family anymore. That's over. I'm not a little kid anymore. And I think that what you were saying, Candy, about people and their problems, that's it exactly. You know, if a person is dealing with an addiction or an insecurity, or they're dealing with money issues or money woes or competition, maybe they're competitive with another family member, that really is their own problem to tackle, and you can't solve it for them. You know, and I think that sometimes, like, being at peace comes from knowing that that's their issue, and I love them, and I'll support them, and I'll do what I can, but I'm not going to pick up somebody else's baggage and carry it up the hill. That I'm not going to do, you know. So that's what was coming through just now. Mm-hmm. But I'll turn it back over to you, Natalie.
Yes, ma'am. She hit it right on the head, didn't she?
Yep. Oh, yeah. She's good. Well, you know, I just would hope that people have, if you're old enough, you've learned how to handle things and figure out a way so that you can maintain your own center and not get pulled out into somebody else's stuff. Sometimes it just means, and I think it happens when there's a lot in the family. I know it did with mine. Now I don't have that. And I found that the last few days for me, It's been stressful because they're trying to beat a time frame for the new design because I want to do. I'm going to do a radio ad, and the press releases. And I know that can be stressful on me, but I don't let it get to me at all. I'll just pick up myself and go do something else. I'll get on the computer and start looking for other places. I don't let it because that could really stress me out. Things that you have to get done on time, and the holidays is one perfect example that you know. Oh, I have to have this by this date because I'm going to see them. I used to feel sometimes that somebody would spend way too much money on me, but I couldn't do the same for them, the dollar amount. And in the beginning, it bothered me. But then after a while, I learned that, well, you know, this is your friend, and you do things all year for your friend, and this is just a little something extra. It shouldn't, like I have one friend, I mean, she's got a lot of money. And, I mean, she spends it. I mean, bless her. She's wonderful. And sometimes I feel bad that I can't do that, but yet she knows I can't. And so I kind of say to myself, well, you know, I'm going to give her something very meaningful that I know she'll really appreciate, and she always does. So I think we put stress on ourselves, and we don't really have to if we really think about it. And, you know, relatives are tough to deal with. People in the stores are tough to deal with. Kind words. My son was talking about schmoozing. I said, yeah, you learn from the top one that you know. He says, yeah, my mother. And that's true. I have learned that if you're really kind, when you start, even if it's a complaint, but that can be stressful too at this time of the year. Well, I want to send this back, or I don't like what I got, blah, blah, blah. Just start off calmly, and you're going to get better results that way. But sometimes you're going to encounter people that are not so nice because they're under a lot of stress. At this time of the year is like the crazy time. It's like June, you know. But I think if you can handle it on your end and don't let people do that to you, I can't remember when somebody upset me on the phone at all. It's been years. But I just kick in my authoritative voice and they don't get away with it at all. And you know, then they'll know, uh-oh, yeah, okay. I mean, then they're going to see somebody that they're not going to want to encounter. But and it's surprising that your tone of your voice can change, and they can understand that you mean business. I don't like people to be nasty to anybody. I think it's a beautiful world. I really do, even though there's a lot of things going on. And I always tell you about my magic wand. If I had one, it would be all good. Everybody would be happy and have everything that they need. And sometimes I think, too, when you're feeling stressed out, go on Facebook and look at some of these things where these people, I don't know if any of you saw this, maybe you did, Candy, this little girl, 4 years old, had her foot removed because a truck ran over it. She's doing ballet. They have a record. They have a movie of her doing, I mean, I sat there and cried so hard I couldn't stand it. It was beautiful.
No, you didn't.
You know, it's a beautiful, so think about things like that. Just pull yourself away from that stress. Don't get off center. Don't get off kilter. It's really not a good thing to do that.
You know, when you say that, Natalie, yeah, because it's true. What comes through is look for things to appreciate.
Yeah,
you know,
always.
There's just because the thing is, and I think that we all know this, and we've all experienced this. Life is not necessarily fair, so to speak. It's not always a level playing field. Everybody comes in with their own unique set of challenges. So, I mean, I think part of what you were saying, Natalie, about maturity is understanding that that happens, but you can still make something of your life.
Right.
And I think that, you know, sometimes during the holidays are a really good time to take inventory, because if you find yourself getting stressed out, or maybe you're feeling jealous or envious or angry, like
that's
you kind of ask,
exactly,
where is this coming from? Is it, and do I feel jealous because I'm not really doing what I want to do with my life? So what do I really want to do? Maybe if I do that, I'll feel a sense of happiness and contentment, you know?
I have that friend that I've told you, all of you about, that's really sick. And she'll send me a happy face. She'll send me a text.
Aww.
And she does it. It's like we're on the same, it's like great minds think alike. I'm thinking of her. She's thinking of me. And sometimes it's not really good on my end. And she'll send me something, and it kind of shows me, well, look at this. Just look at this. And I snap right out of it. I'm good. Today we're on the same wavelength. Same thing happened again. As a matter of fact, her daughter was texting me, and she was texting me at the same time. That's my godchild. And it was like I'm getting from both of them all at the same time. we were talking, and we did not let each other know we were doing that. And I think I love to do for people. I always, you know, hope one day that I have lots of money that I can just give it away. I would love doing that. I would get so much joy out of that, you can't imagine. Candy knows that. I would really love it. I really would. So sometimes I'll have my little talks with God. Okay, you want me to do all this? Well, then you better open up this door and let me go through it so that I have enough to spread around. And I don't need really anything for myself. I'm self-contained. I'm okay. It's because my wants are not like a fancy car and I want to go on a nice trip and all that kind of stuff. Clothes, not ever been that important to me. And as an only child, it should have been. Because, but my mother didn't spoil me. She didn't spoil me at all. So I'm very fortunate in that way. But yeah, there's things to appreciate. And when you feel crummy, just look around, and there's got to be somebody in your life that's not having a good time of it. Do something nice for them, or just think about them, or something like that. That's what I do. But that's what happened just about an hour ago. It was amazing. I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, I can't believe this. Mm-hmm. We're all in a circle here, communicating with each other, and we didn't even know.
Yeah.
And so it is a beautiful world. It really, really is, if you allow it to be a beautiful world, and just keep doing beautiful things for people. That's what I do. I think that's probably why my inside, sometimes I get sad, yeah, but I can snap out of it real quick. I just ask God, that's all. I always say to him, I know you got me. You got my back. I know you want. I always say nobody wants me. That's my line. But then I'll say, no, God wants me. I'm not worried now. God wants
me. Yeah.
See? So yeah. I mean, it sounds that because you can't see God, you can't see the angels, or you can't see Jesus. But you just have to believe in your heart what you believe, and you're covered. Don't worry about it. I was covered for 4 years, and I didn't get killed, so I was very lucky. And I know what it's like. So I think that everybody should.
And I'm so glad
should.
You're here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And my son and I talk about it all the time, that, you know, your life, you worry about your life when you're with somebody who can really hurt you. But I know I was protected. I knew it all along. I said that all along. I have protection. I have things, entities helping me that you can't see. That's it. I have help that you can't see. And so just think about things like that, you know, you have to appreciate your life more and more. And gosh, it's 8:57. We have 2 minutes left. So, Candy, what would you like to end this with?
I would like to end this with December is the month when the most domestic abuses and violence is happening. And
there you go. There you go.
Since Planet Stars, which is Star Psychics Networks Radio, is a subsidiary of Planet Stars. I would like to add that we are based out of South Carolina in the United States of America, and South Carolina has one of the highest rates of people murdered in the country by somebody in the family. So I'm going to end this segment on my words and speak out, because silence is deadly.
Yes. Yes, I second that. Don't stand for it. Don't stand for it. Go get help.
Mm-hmm.
We're
okay,
abundant,
Nicole,
and we will help
I
you.
I extended the show a little bit so we can just do our endings here. So
yes.
It was a nice show.
Yes.
Nicole, go for it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Candy, and thank you, Natalie. The final thing I would say to people is just, you know, just remember that nothing is ever really perfect, you know. So don't worry about striving for perfection or making sure everybody has a great time or everybody likes you. Find the things that bring you joy. Find the things that bring you happiness. Find the things that you're curious and excited about. Let that be what propels you and guides you this holiday season. And the final thing I would say is that, you know, doing psychic or energetic protection is not hard. It's actually very easy. as soon as you learn. You know, a lot of times one of the things you can do is you can see your home in your mind's eye, and you can pray that a circle of protection, a circle of goodness, a circle of loving energy surrounds you, and that's all that can enter your home. You know, you can put circles of protection around your children, around people that you work with. This is something you can do. You can even, depending on your religious beliefs, you can use religious symbols such as a cross or a pentagram or a Star of David, and you can mentally carve that, you know, into your home. So that's a space of protection. So those are things you can do in the spirit world to give you protection in the physical world. But, you know, just always know you're here for a special reason. Your life matters. It's important. And just follow your joy. Follow your bliss. Follow that this holiday season.
And I'd just like to end in saying thank you, Nicole and Candy. You both know I love you very much. And for those mm-hmm. listening, come see the stars. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. We really have a great family of advisors. You can hear it when the people are on the radio. You can go into the room and know. And I'm telling you, that's what it is. And that's what I wanted to create. And I did it. And I'm really, really pleased. And we will see everybody next week. I don't know what the topic's going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be a good one. And thanks for coming. And I will see you ladies online. I love you both very much. Bye-bye.
I love you too.
Bye.
Peace.